When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes, yeah. Music.
11:37, Thursday morning, it's The Invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. The Cowboys, they traded for a new quarterback. I'll tell you who in about 15 minutes. But we do this each and every Thursday. Boy, music.
And this made me fall into a wormhole, Matt. Because I was trolling around, I can't remember what platform I was on, and I saw something about Tina Turner, and it was about what's love got to do with it. And I was a corresponding video, and of course you push play, and it's the typical kind of, I didn't like the song to begin with, I didn't want to do it, had to be talked into it, and then you do it, and then it's your biggest hit, you know? But then, when I was looking at it a little bit more, found out that that was her only number one hit on the Billboard top 100, hot 100 list.
Yeah.
The only one she's ever had.
I believe it.
I thought, okay. Well, I thought she may be, and you know, there are so many different lists that you could be number one on.
Right.
So many different categories, just like the ratings for radio. So many different categories you can have it. You could be number one, but I was concentrating on the Billboard hot 100. And so I thought, she's only had one. I wonder how many artists out there have had only one or even zero.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
Popular artists that have had zero number one Billboard hits. Went down a rabbit hole, and I want to present this to you because I found some being very surprising. So much so that I think this one was the most surprising of them all.
Oh, yeah, Bruce.
Bruce Springsteen, he's had 12 top 10 hits, but never anything number one. And this is the closest he got to being number one. This charted at number two.
You know what? That's actually really interesting because Born in the USA was massive. And the fact that that never got number one, it's different now because before streaming really got crazy popular and you look at streaming numbers now, but the Billboard Hot 100 used to be any genre,
right?
If it was a big hit, could make its way up to number one,
right?
Now it's really pop.
Yes, but some of those songs that just shoot out and go crazy in any genre will make it to number one because you have a ton of people whose only hit that they've had makes it to number one. They're truly a natural one-hit wonder, but a guy that's been doing this thing forever, like Bruce Springsteen, has never gone number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised that, but this must have been the first single released off the album, because this is on the Born in the USA album that came out in 1984, and I wonder if because it was the first one released, if that's why it's the highest charting, because I would have thought like Glory Days, or like I said, Born in the USA would have been number one or would have been higher charted than this one.
I would have thought the same thing. But it may be a couple of other songs went, they got top five for sure, but this one topped out at number two. So this next one, I still was a bit surprised because it's an artist that was doing it for a long, long time, and this song is his highest rated song. And it only made it to number four. And this is probably one of his worst songs that he's made.
Well, this is because of the Rocky IV soundtrack.
Yeah, right, of course. It's James Brown. Living in America is the one that made it the highest on the charts, and this made it to number four on the Billboard Hot 100.
And it's crazy to think that this song is the scene in Rocky IV when he comes out when Apollo Creed fights Drago and Drago kills him.
Dude, I was going to watch that yesterday.
The Titanic scenes.
What?
Whoa, dude.
Dill.
What are you doing? I don't.
Are you going to tell me that John Lennon gets shot outside of his home in New York?
Hey.
The guy from the Beatles?
Dude.
I didn't know that.
Guys.
I was going to watch that.
I know, right after Monday Night Football.
Next up, the president from Massachusetts is going to get assassinated in Dallas. Whatever.
Son of a bitch.
You guys.
Now I'm going to have to go
spoiler alert.
Down.
Well, I'll tell you this. Don't watch the end of Lincoln. Daniel Day-Lewis. Unbelievable.
So this made it to number four.
Is coming out, though.
Right. This made it to number four. His highest charting song on the Billboard Hot 100. Again, I know there are different categories, and some of these songs may have made it to number one on the rock.
There's a
R&B, pop, R&B, right. All that. But the Billboard Hot 100, I consider that the standard. All right, another artist that's been doing that was doing it for a long, long time, and this song made it to number two, but never, ever had a number one hit on the Billboard
Hot
100.
Well, my daddy left home when I was three, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze.
That actually makes sense. I bet he had a gazillion
now,
on the country.
Blame him cause he
probably did.
And when he was really, really popular, he left, I'd be curious to see how many country songs charted number one on the Billboard Hot 100 when he was
well,
at his peak.
He must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life.
Did I say the name? Johnny Cash? Some Boy Named Sue is the name of the song. I was wondering, like, did I say the name?
Johnny Cash, yes.
Yeah, and then this, probably, you're right. It's probably not surprising that he would cross over to have the mass appeal of the Hot 100.
Because back then, they would just change your genre. Like, they would just make you more rock and roll, more pop.
But it did get to number two. So,
okay, so look, I never would have guessed this. So the first ever country song to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart was More Than a Memory by Garth Brooks in 2007.
Damn.
2009.
No Dylan. It's 2007.
I would not have guessed that.
And I'm sorry.
No, I wouldn't have thought that it was that far into the future that, in the number one. All right.
That can't be
so
right.
This one, I think this may surprise you. I really don't know too much about it. Not my genre. But this song only made it to six on the Billboard Hot 100, and they've never had a number one song on the Billboard Hot 100. Of course, this is Nirvana. Their highest charted song. I'm sorry?
When are they going to drop some new music?
Well, they can't because... Okay, guys. The lead singer of this band is dead.
Yeah, that might be why they never quite got all the way up to number one.
I don't know that
this song was massive.
It was early in the run.
I don't think this has mass appeal. I don't think their stuff would ever get number one on Billboard Hot 100.
There's definitely enough pushback and enough people that didn't enjoy this flavor of music that it would be more difficult. It's great, in my opinion. I love it, but... Summer chill?
Awesome. Cool.
Are those the words that I was saying? I want to get to the breakdown.
Do this part.
What's wrong with this song? All right, so the next group... Again, it surprised me, may not surprise you, and the rationale of you just didn't know that it had all the mass appeal, but this group is huge, and this song only charted out on the Billboard Hot 100 at number four. Led Zeppelin,
you need
with a whole lot of love, 93.3 The Bone. I'm sorry, I went back to my bone days.
I'm not that surprised that they never had a number one. As great of a rock band and one of the real first true stadium bands.
But I just feel that genre, definitely.
Especially at the time.
Right.
Would have, no, man. I
catapulted
think,
them to having mass appeal as far as their music goes.
But you still had a lot of pushback on that type of music at the time because of the parents of the people who loved all of it. I don't know, because sometimes you look at, especially stuff, but I feel that way now about the stuff that's number one. I would never listen to it.
I'm like, who listens to that?
But I think, yeah, now you're going to get, I think, a different styles of music will definitely catapult itself to number one. It's not going to be any waiting 50 years for a certain genre to get to number one. I think it's really open and free now to where everyone kind of grasps every single genre, whether hip hop or country or rock or whatever, that they'll make it. But still, I just think that this popularity of this group that I've heard,
something that I didn't think about with this group and this style of music, some of these songs that they would write would be 7-8 minutes long. Sure. They're not getting the radio play.
No, that's true.
But there's other bands I know that, and I don't know if you consider them as like AC/DC, is that in this genre? They've never had a number one. They're like Metallica. You know, there's crazy popular, and it feels like we all know their music. Right. But how much radio play was stuff like that getting? Because that's when this was coming out, that's where the Hot 100 came
from. Man, but just, and I don't know the answer to this, and I'm asking a question that I don't know, but when you talk about radio stations, music radio stations, what's, when you break it down, are there more pop stations around the country? Rock?
Pop for sure.
I would imagine classic rock still does pretty well.
I would think so also.
Like the olds love.
And if, now, you know, back in those days, it wasn't classic. It was just rock.
Right.
So if you had a rock station out there, they're playing this music.
They weren't just playing like show tunes or something on the classic rock station back then? Because it would have had to have been, there was music 30 years before this.
I know, but I don't think they would have had a classic rock station.
It wouldn't be classic rock, but it would be the
Andrew Sisters and Bill Haley and the Comets and all that. Just,
no, the classic was classical music.
You know, Beethoven?
Yeah. I don't know. But I found that a little bit surprising. You want to do one more? One more?
Yes.
One more?
Yes, definitely. This is fantastic.
Let's see.
Love this segment.
Let's go with, and I don't know this song, and maybe when I hear it, this is her highest charted song. It's Love is a Battlefield, and it's Pat Benatar.
Okay. Oh, yes! That never reached number one. Don't worry.
Why are you doing this?
You hadn't introduced any of the other ones.
Why are you doing this? Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Yeah, Pat Benatar's interesting because this is the type of... I think I just called her.
I heard that.
I think... Pat we Benatar. Pat Benatar.
Oh, okay.
He added a D at the end.
Oh, dear.
It's interesting because
now make your point.
That's the type of music that you would think would hit number one. Like this type of kind of, you know, like We Built the City, kind of cheesy, corny, but this is quintessential 80s.
Right, right. And then even with her other songs, this is the one that's the highest charted song of hers. Like hers went from 5 to 9 or
it's
something like that.
Goonies are good enough.
Okay, now I do remember this song. I didn't know about the title, but I have heard this song. But so many other artists out there that have not reached number one, I fell into this wormhole and wanted to present it to you guys. So hopefully you enjoyed music for this week.